Intervju Radija Študent.
Malo je glasbenih zasedb, ki jim je uspelo v zvokovnem smislu ustvariti eklektično, a vendar substancialno mešanico starih šol več popularno glasbenih tradicij. Eni izmed zmagovalcev tega vzorca zasedb so vsekakor avantgardna super heavy funk rock punk zasedba Defunct. Od leta 1978 so izdali mnogo studijskih in koncertnih plošč ter še vedno nadaljujejo svojo vizijo, naslanjajoč se na staro, ukoreninjeno funk izročilo. Danes smo se pred njihovim nastopom v kranjskem Train Stationu pogovarjali s frontmenom zasedbe Josephom Bowiem.
Ok, Joe, hej.
Yes, how you doing, Peter?
Yeah, good, you?
Great. Great. Snowing and we just arrived here in a crowd. And it's we're in a hotel at the top of the mountain, and it's snowing like crazy.
It's snowing?
Yes.
Okay, we don't have snow yet here in Ljubljana.
Okay.
Okay, let's start, well, at the beginning, you know. So Defunct started in 1978, right, in New York?
Right.
So you've come a long way. And,
a little bit, yes.
And you played with, you know, names such as James Brown, Isaac Hayes, and the list goes on and on. But how does one become an opening act for James Brown and for The Clash, for example, on the other hand? I mean, well, considering the difference of the sound, of course.
Well, it's different. Well, I don't know. I guess we had some popularity in those days, and we opened for The Clash on a tour of the Midwest of America. I mean, because at that time, Defunct was new, and it was getting a lot of attention, even though it's much different, a little different. But in a lot of ways, it's the same thing. It's rock. It's funky. And so, I mean, James Brown loved us. The Clash audience loved us because it's still high-powered and high-energy. And that's why we're a band that can open for anybody. And as well as Prince in those days, we opened for, yeah.
But what were, like, your influences, you know, to create this unique sound of yours that you talk about that quite organically, I don't know, combines elements of punk and super heavy funk on the other hand?
Right. Well, my influences were growing up in the segregated America were, of course, soul, blues, and funk, from James Brown to jazz, Coach. I mean, I grew up in that, in a sort of a separated America. And I also loved, in the 60s, Jimi Hendrix, Sly Stone, and a lot of the big rock bands, Grand Funk Railroad. And I played for blues artists, too. So when I got to New York, I wanted to combine all of these elements. And I was primarily a free jazz player and a jazz player when I went into New York, and then got a job with James Chance. And then that's when I decided to start Defunct, because I was getting musicians for James, and it was a lot of clubs in New York, and I said, wow, I can start my own band. So that's how Defunct began.
But, you know, how was the music accepted in those days in, I don't know, mainstream media, and maybe how it was, I mean, I don't want to make it a racial thing or anything, but in the black community in those days?
Well, listen, we were accepted in the black and the white community, because we were playing groovy music. So, I mean, blacks liked us, whites liked us. It was accepted because it was punk, it was funk, and we were kind of an addition to the punk rock scene. We was kind of punk funk, they started calling
it. Exactly, yeah.
Right. So this was a welcome addition. You have to remember, in the early 80s, late 70s, this was about the last renaissance in New York or in America for modern music, when you really had some new things coming out. After that, everything, you know, we know what happened. It just all disappeared. And it's all become cliche and commercial. But in those days, crazy, creative things were loved, were invited. So it was welcome. It was a welcome addition. And we were a very popular band in New York, in Manhattan, playing all of the clubs, from CBGB's, Trax, Mud Club, Max's Kansas City, Hurrah's, Danceteria. we made a living in Manhattan. There was so much live music going on during this period. Lots of bands, different styles, DNA, the Ramones. We all knew each other, the Lounge Lizards. We all, you know, we hung together and made it was very special because the music was so different, but it was an audience for all of us.
Now, to say exactly about, maybe again, about the form of your music, you know, it looks like you've pretty much combined this orthodox jazz form in a funk manner over which, you know, you then solo on and on. But was this like an honest decision, or was that the way things were done in those
days? Well, that's just the way I hear it. As you see, even though we play funky music, where the jazz comes in, it's a... every song is played differently every night. Mm-hmm. There's creativity involved, so it's an openness, which sort of under my direction, where the songs can change day to day. And that's what makes it jazz. It's not locked in. You don't play the same song every night the exact same way. That's very commercial format. Where defunk comes in, we change the format and make it able so we can change the song daily.
Yeah, because I remember the last time you were here in Slovenia, you played Sonny Stitt's classic, Eternal Triangle.
Triangle, right.
But still, the theme was played in swing, like the original recording.
We pay respect to the, all of the forms of music, of modern music. If we play a jazz song, we try to give respect to the original song, and maybe we'll change it and turn it into a rap or something afterwards, but we have to pay homage to the great musicians who created this music. So we try to play it authentically, and because this was a great education for us.
And we're talking about education, you know, what kind of an impact do you think does this institutionalized jazz and R&B school programs have on the production of funk music?
Well, I think, personally, I think, of course, the institutionalized jazz, it brings a higher quality of understanding of basic jazz form. But what we lose from that is a lot of creativity. And people don't see, when I came up, you sort of invented your own style. I mean, I created my own style. Defunk is a style I created. But now we lose this because everybody is being programmed in universities, and they just don't have the vision to realize, okay, I have my own voice. I can do it my way. And that's what I do. Defunk is my way. I mean, of course, I respect all forms, but I'm going to do it the defunct way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, the last album you released was actually a live recording done here in Ljubljana, right? At Channel Zero, 2 years ago?
Yes, that is the last one. And right before that, I released a Master Vote, a studio album, mm-hmm. with my European defunct crew. The Channel Zero, yes, we did some live recordings from the tour a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I honestly think that you should have recorded the concert that you did a year before I think you were in Galahala.
Right, Galahala, right.
Yeah. But what comes next? Are you preparing any new material?
Well, we're recording every night and creating new songs, and this is the first time I went back to the five-piece defunct with Kelvin Bell, still with Kim Clark and John McCarran. We have a new drummer, Gary G-Man Sullivan, and we go back, I call it the Roots Edition, because we go back to the five-piece unit, and this is the same unit that opened for Prince and toured the Midwest in the 80s, early 80s. And it's a very open, creative, with just one guitar, a very crazy guitar, Kelvin Bell, the two horns, in which we are able to have a lot of room to create new ideas.
Uh-huh. So, actually, has the band's mission, I mean, changed in a way, you still try to reach new audiences?
Well,
or is there another?
This music is still fresh. Nobody, these kids don't know about this music. The media never embraced this music totally. So there are a lot of young people that this is totally new for them. And but I don't worry about that. I still try to keep progressing the music and pushing the music until we die, because that's my duty as an artist, to keep growing, creating new music, and not just waiting on commercial acceptance, because I'm already too old. I mean, that may never come, but I do want to leave a legacy of creativity and truth behind with Defunct.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good gig.
Okay.
And I think I can say that I hope to see you again next year.
I agree. Well, thank you very much for the interview, and hopefully I'll be loved to get back to Ljubljana.
Okay.
Great place. Man. Thank you, man. Peter.
Yeah, make them dance, right?
Ciao. Make them dance.
Poslušali ste intervju z Josephom Bowiem, frontmanom zasedbe Defunct, ki bo danes nastopila v kranskem Train Stationu. Prav tam bo 18. januarja njihova basistka, funk dojilja in dobra botra, ki malemu funku za božič prinese sladkarije, Kim Clark, vodila delavnico igranja bas-kitare. Za konec intervjuja pa vam za pokušino, kakšen funkovski mastič ima danes pasti v Kranju, dajemo v posluh še komad Thermonuclear Sweat, v katerem se zasedba poigra z najbolj prominentnim funk riffom vseh časov. Get down, get up, get down, get up, get up, get down, get up, get down, get up, get up, get down, get up, get down, get up, get up, get down, get up. Step on or be stepped on. Move or be removed. Get down, get up, get down, get up, get up, get down, get up, get down, get up, get up, get down, get up, get down, get up, get up, get down, get up.
Get down, get up. Keep cool when it gets too hot. Burn
Ereš intervju je pripravil Peter Kuntarič. Intervju Radija Študent.